There's a man in my house.
Edward standing right there.
Not this man.
I mean, you got one. Is he a man? I mean, yes. Yeah. Yes. Texas is a man.
He's a man. But I just feel this presence of a man.
A man.
And it's not Pickle Rick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, also, when I was making cocktail earlier today, lid of the cocktail shaker was like flung off the top of it. And it could be,
it could be pressure.
But there was nothing in it yet.
Oh.
It was very weird. And but also it was like this, but it could be pressure, but it was just weird how it did it. And then I was telling Meg that I was standing at my kitchen counter and I felt like someone walked up behind me and I thought it was the dog because I felt like footsteps. I was home alone. And that, but then it felt like it was like a man. And it freaked me the fuck out. Everyone knows that feeling when you feel that presence of someone standing behind you, mm-hmm. but you don't know what. So once we do our joke, we're going to turn the ghost tube app on and see who's here. Because my daughter said she saw something. There's some shit going down. It's what, Beltane right now?
Beltane is on Friday. So it's called something. It's like the opposite of Halloween, but it has the same type of energy.
Yeah, the veil is thin.
Wampus night? Something like that. Mm. Something, I don't know. But it's got like, the veil is thin.
I feel like I'm filling it, and I just felt like I didn't like the feeling of him. It didn't feel good. It wasn't Pickle Rick. It felt...
Well, we had a weird one talking to us on the
app. Well, I think we have a few times. It's been like, we'll get someone.
And then they just like pop in.
Uh-huh. But each time, like the person we're talking to will say something along the lines of like, we don't like them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's happened both times.
And I wonder where they came in.
I mean,
like, how did they come in?
We're Lighthouse. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Or followed me from somewhere. Who mm-hmm. knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right.
I don't know.
All right. You want to hear a joke?
Yes. I had one, but I can't tell it on air.
She told it to me. It was really good. But yeah, no, you cannot say it. This one's a good one. What do you get when you mix an owl with a rooster?
What?
A cock that stays up all night.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Okay. Right.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I mean, is that all we have to talk about right now?
I think so. I think we're just going to get right into it. Wait, don't worry. We'll ramble later.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Naturally.
Oh, hello and welcome to Lunatic Soup, the podcast where we go into all things wild, weird, and unknown. We're your host, Meg.
And I'm Raina. Ready to rip some Lunatic Soup?
Let's go.
I just said my name like with a speech impediment, like my like our children. And I'm Wayna.
And I'm Wayna. Nawabin.
Stop it. Don't bring up my past traumas.
We'll see how this episode goes. It is 4:30 p.m. and I have been up since 1 a.m.
She's team no sleep for herself.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't sleep. And then my youngest gets in bed and she literally kicks me in the head.
That is the worst.
And then I'm just like, I'm done.
That's when you give up on life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're and like,
I'm just
nope.
like.
Absolutely.
Yes,
the ghost,
well,
tube
the ghost said he gave
absolutely.
Up on life.
Absolutely. Well, there's that.
Oh, what are we drinking?
So today we are drinking a Huckleberry Lemonade Cider.
This is...
Peace.
Okay, you come in peace.
You come in peace, hopefully.
This is what Tex got us at Safeway after... Oh,
please stop.
Well, you're a chatty little blogger
today.
Please
stop what?
Tex got us this from Safeway after your book event, your cocktail event,
and,
right?
Yes, and we drank when we got back.
Did we?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyways, but I recall it being delicious after, you know, 3 gin sours.
Oh, that was after the Powerpuff Castle.
It said that
we
last time.
We always lived in a castle.
Do you remember it said that last time? It said castle
time. It did. And you were thinking about the castle up in
my friend's parents' house. Looks castle-ish, but I don't know what the fuck that castle, but I'm not saying that again. I don't know what that means. What does castle mean? What are you talking about, Willis? Oh, what you talking about, Willis? I just spilled all over myself. That was fantastic.
Willis, speaking of Bruce Willis, I made my kids watch The Fifth Element.
Oh, nice. Framed.
Who
That's
was
interesting.
Framed?
So
it wasn't me. It was Julie.
It's from Portland Cider Co. Huckleberry Lemonade, 6.1%. It is fusion of confusing. We're confusing you. You're very chatty today. It's tart and zesty.
Good. I was worried it was going to be too sweet.
No, I remember it being really good.
All right. I think I just had this up in Coopville last month, but I don't remember.
Yep, it's good. I really like that.
William.
We got a name.
I know a William.
Well, so do I. My cousin that I was just talking about his.
No.
No?
I know a different one. We'll talk about that one off air. A William that's not on this planet.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it you, William? No, I say something. Let me know that it's you.
You've been very chatty and now you're holding back.
Yeah. Okay. This cider is delicious. It is not too sweet. It is bright It is love. I love Portland cider, though. We should, when we all these excursions we're going to go on.
Yeah, we talk about all these things.
We talk about all the time. But
prayer.
If we do.
That Madonna and Sabrina Carpenter, that was so good.
Yes, it was.
It scratched something in my brain that I needed. Her singing it, whether you like her or not, she's a phenomenal.
She's an amazing singer.
I went to her concert, it was so good. But she and Madonna, like them singing it together was like, and oh my God, I was just like, it was a beautiful combination. Anyways.
Hoodles. If we go down to Portland, we should go to Portland Cider Company.
I would love to. I feel like we love their cider. I feel like every time we have one, we love their ciders.
I don't think I've ever had one that I didn't like. Yeah. It was one of the first ciders I ever had. We were on vacation in Seaside, and we went to the Krabby Oyster, which is a place I will always go every time I'm in Seaside. It is like this old crab shack, like a New England
crab shack.
Krabby
Oyster.
Which I get the chicken because I can't eat shellfish.
Chicken. My kids say that all the time. God damn it.
It was a proper pint. And it was delicious.
Oh, well.
It was amazing.
I would go for the oysters. I love an oyster.
Oyster. Do you just shoot them raw?
I'll do them raw. Well, I mean, not just like with nothing on them, but like
they
usually come with like, horseradish, like fresh horseradish, and a little bit of cocktail sauce, or they a mignonette, I think is what it's called, but it's like it's kind of like a vinegar with shallots chopped up in it.
Does it like cook it partially, like ceviche, or it is raw?
Well, it might a little bit, but it's not really in there long enough. You just pour it on and then shoot it. But then Tex makes oysters called oysters Kilpatrick in Australia, and it's where you do bacon, Worcestershire, whatever, barbecue sauce and onion, and then you barbecue them and then eat those. Burn the shit out of your mouth. Those are delicious. That's how I learned to like oysters, was those, because there was enough on it that I was I could eat those, so we would get them all the time.
It would taste like a balloon.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try
it. But no, when they're raw, it's like snot.
See, but I think I technically could have oysters because it's a mollusk. It's not like a crab or lobster or shrimp or something.
I just feel
and
like
there
you're
is a different
a
allergen. I'm not a seafood person. Yeah, so I'm just going to say that I can't eat mollusks.
Protect.
Yeah, protect me from the...
The seafood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep her safe.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting me? Who are you protecting?
Oh, I'm curious.
William.
I'm curious.
That's the first time we've gotten a name in a long time.
That's the first time. But William's very significant. So that's interesting. Any hoodles. Today we are talking about the Dybbuk box.
So I am trying to remember what I know this from, other than like social media seeing it, but like what things have we covered that cover this?
We have never covered a Dybbuk box. We have been at an event where they've talked
about
it.
Is that what
Dybbuk
it was?
Box.
Okay. Okay. I knew it was something with you that I've heard of it, and I know I've seen it online, but okay.
Yeah. So
was it with Dana and?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So before we talk about the Dybbuk box, I want to go into the word Dybbuk.
Okay. Which is a very weird spelling.
It's D-Y-B-B-U-K. And it's
Dybbuk.
It is a Jewish tradition, the Dybbuk.
Oh,
okay. So it is a dislocated soul of a dead person who has not moved on to the afterlife and instead clings to the body of a living person. The word was the Hebrew root DBK, which means to cling. And it appears like in 16th century Kabbalistic text and Hasidic stories and Eastern European Jewish folklore. What is it not? It is not demons.
Okay.
And it is not monsters. They are human souls in distress. And that comes directly from the Jewish Virtual Library, because I wanted to get like what
it actually is.
So it could be souls with unfinished business, souls that are seeking some sort of resolution, and it is entities that possess people.
Which makes sense. Possess, or they attach themselves to.
Attach them to,
yeah, which,
yes.
Because I've heard mediums talk about this a lot, and like, because they do. Souls are everywhere, and they will just, like, they'll bring them home.
Yeah. But we know of demons and things like that attach onto objects, too. Look at Annabelle. You know, or any sort of haunted object itself. But we've gone a little bit deeper with our haunted objects. It could be this is saying it attaches onto a person, but it could be a soul. It could be a demon. It could be a made up entity. Look at the ramen
poor,
soup.
It says,
oh, poor.
Like poor or poor, like
pour me a drink.
No, poor like You're poor. Help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor. I mean, if I had made the money that I make now 10 years ago, like, I would have been like, oh, man, we are living large. But now I'm just in the same boat.
It's how shitty is that? It's like, just, making more money you've ever made. Right, and 10 it's years just ago, like, if you're like, so
this is going to be
what?
This is going to be your income. We're going to be, oh, man, it's going to be. Nope.
I mean, you know, it'll even out eventually, I think.
I don't think prices typically go back down.
I know they don't. Well, hopefully we get paid more.
Yeah, right. And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
You never know. I'm going for it.
Go for it.
I am. Coming to get you. Who's coming to get you?
Coming to get me. Oh, something's coming to get me, as in the entity. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
William.
So Dybbuk's traditionally are not demons. They are not spirits trapped in boxes. They are not curses. And they are not something.
Ray.
Oh.
That's my dad's name.
Interesting. Ray is coming to get you?
Maybe he's like protecting us from whatever that person is, or that something
maybe
is.
Maybe William and Ray are protecting us,
okay,
from whatever that is.
Okay, because if that's someone significant.
William
to...
is a protector for me.
Okay.
Like a significant one.
Okay.
And Ray is a protector for you. What is this thing in your house? William, don't let it follow me home.
And Dad, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Dad.
Literally, but Meg, when I said the thing about a man behind me, and she was like, was it Dad? And I was like, no, I don't feel him like that. Like,
yeah.
That's not, and this presence didn't feel good. Mm. It wasn't like a, like, I feel like when I know he's around, it's like a warming feeling. Like, you feel like this was not a.
This was not that.
No, it felt menacing, which is weird for it to be like,
huh,
Ray.
Yeah.
That is so weird. Because I never say my dad's name.
No, you don't. Ever. And when did we say, well, we did say William before because we were talking about baby names for our friend that's having a baby. But that wouldn't have any context with that.
Weird.
Mm.
All right.
The most influential Dybbuk story is from a 1914 play called The Dybbuk by S. Anski. And basically, it's written in Russian and translated to Yiddish.
William is my great-grandfather.
Oh.
On my mom's side. William Leroy LaFollette.
Well, and your stepdad.
Yeah, but my dead... I'm thinking of dead people.
Dead people.
So that is...
Interesting.
Interesting, too. Has significance for you, but has it for me, too. So I'm like, what? That's
weird.
Who is
William? Who's here?
Who is here? What's happening right now? I'm anxious. School.
Who's in school?
You're going to school? Mm. We went to school.
My grandpa threw a desk out of a second story window in school and then walked out and never went back.
Oh. Bill put a pipe bomb down the toilet and got expelled or suspended or something. Like, not a big one, or like not a pipe bomb, but like a something. No, a firecracker.
No.
A firework. There it is. Terrible. Not a bomb. I take it back. No bombs.
No bombs.
It was a firework at school. A firecracker, I think. And he got in a lot of trouble.
Well, not much has changed.
It hasn't. He's still a pyro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was a Russian play translated from Russian to Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically about the possession of a young woman by a malicious spirit known as a Dybbuk. And the malicious spirit was of someone who loved her in life.
This is strange.
What, do you like that you can talk to us?
But yeah, so that's what the Dybbuk is about. Mm-hmm. It's about a possessed person who is going after their former love. And it's kind of like a tragedy.
So they like attached onto their former lover.
Yeah.
Like trying to. Okay.
Yeah. So. Again, what is it? A human soul in distress possesses people. Typically, it's removed by rabbis, and there's a very specific ritual that goes along with it.
Okay.
The goal is to have resolution, not fear.
Got it.
And in Hollywood, we see this as a demon or an evil entity, possesses objects, removed by dramatic rituals, and the goal is more chaos and harm, and it's kind of in that horror trope. So a lot of horror is based on real things.
Yes.
But it's always loosely based.
Like
the Conjuring movies.
Right. Like it's turning something like this sounds like it's not actually that scary or negative because we think about it. Like we know we have spirits around us all the time.
Right.
And so sounds like they're... The church, or not the church, what do you call it, a church? The religion, they encourage people not to be afraid of it.
Right.
It's something
but
that
that's,
is
I
just...
think, a lot in Jewish culture, Jewish religion. It's like, live with what you have sort of thing.
Backward.
What's backwards? You're going to see something crawling backwards.
Don't say that.
In the middle of the night, down the hall.
I hate you so much. Oh, I hate you.
No, man. Okay, that was kind of funny.
No, was it?
All right. Okay. So let's get into the story of the Dybbuk box. So the Dybbuk box, we talked about what the word Dybbuk is, but it's an antique wine cabinet claimed to be haunted by a Dybbuk, which is a concept in Jewish mythology. And the box kind of first drew attention when it was auctioned off on eBay by the owner, Kevin Manis. Okay. So in 2003, there was a writer and a furniture refinishing business owner named Kevin Manis, and he bought this cabinet from a yard sale at a local, just a local yard sale in Portland. So yeah, our neck of the woods, okay, right? And he bought this box. He decided to repurpose it and sell it on eBay to make a little bit of cash. He said that the box was causing him all sorts of grief. He was going to sell it, make cash, move on from it in life. Okay.
Okay.
So he said that the previous owner was a Holocaust survivor from Poland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that he is sure that there was a malicious spirit that was attached to the box, and it was the spirit of a Dybbuk, and that the box had paranormal powers and was responsible for his bad luck and nightmares.
Okay.
So it crossed hands, and everybody who got this Dybbuk box said horrible things happened to them.
Okay.
Now, the only problem with that is that afterwards, after this story grew and grew and grew, he said he made it up. It was for a creative writing project,
okay,
and that he made up the whole story of the Dybbuk box. But what do we know about something that when intention is put into it?
It can come to life.
It can come to life. So there was a new owner, Jason Haxton, who is the director of the Museum of Osteopathic Medicine in Missouri, and he started a website that consolidated claims about the Dybbuk box.
Okay.
And he received hundreds of thousands of hits and created this more legend that started going on about the Dybbuk box. He sold the rights to the story to a Hollywood production company, and then there was the film The Possession, which was based on the Dybbuk box.
Okay.
That's when paranormal groups started getting a hold of what is this thing.
Right.
And it's become an actual thing. So this specific box was sold on eBay.
Okay.
And Jason Haxton got it. Hang on. Who's Lauren?
Lauren.
So after Jason Haxton got it on eBay, he said that he felt this box almost had a wrath to it. And he buried it somewhere in Missouri, but not before showing it off to a bunch of people. So then those people started saying, well, we started having bad luck. We got in a car accident. My wife left me. I got really sick. And they all blame the Dybbuk box.
Yes.
Haxton stated that, quote, the day it arrived, I put my hands on it, and it almost feels like the thing collapses into a liquid state. I felt like a knife was coming into my gut. I was paralyzed in pain. When I go to bed, I have terrible dreams of a hag that seems to come with the box.
Okay.
So he said he first heard about the box from a roommate who listed it for sale after a string of bad luck. Mm-hmm. So that's the original guy, okay, Manis, who claims that he made the whole story up and it was part of a creative writing project. Yet all these people seem to be having bad luck.
Interesting.
So who can't?
You can't
We've heard
stay.
That a lot.
I don't know if that's someone talking to us. I feel like there might be something going on.
They're chit-chatting with each other.
You can't stay.
But now we have Ray,
William,
and Lauren. I don't know a Lauren.
I know Lauren's. I don't know if I know a Lauren who's passed. I'd have to think about it. Lauren's like a
Laurel.
Could be. Lauren's like just such a more modern name.
Yeah. Well, like a it's an older name.
Is it?
Yeah.
You just don't hear it as much.
I just don't know any.
I know lots of Laurens. Like
none that have died.
No, none that have died. That's the thing that I can think of.
So when the box was sold, it said it was always shut and set in a place that was out of reach.
Do
and it
you
was
need
never,
it?
Ever opened.
Do you need it? Do I
need,
need what? Do we need what? Okay, say that one more time. Sorry.
No, it's fine. So he bought the box, and he said that he was told that it was always shut, set in a place that was out of reach, and never opened.
Okay.
So he just bought this box, and it was said to have all this bad luck associated with it. He paid $280 for the box, and when he opened it, because he was going to open it, because why the heck not, it contained a goblet, two locks of hair tied with a string, pennies from the 1920s, a dried rosebud, a cast iron candlestick holder, and a granite statue engraved with Hebrew letters.
Okay. Watch me.
Watch me. Watch you what? Open the Dybbuk box?
Watch you whip. Watch you nay nay. No. We're watching.
Watch me now.
Anyways.
We actually went to the same
spot. I know, for once. Well, you started it, so I got that.
Haxton said he didn't believe the stories associated with the box and didn't have any worries about opening it.
Oh, dear.
But then we see that he eventually buried it. So.
Okay, so clearly something.
So he opened the box, he had it for a little while, and then he became very ill and had a tidal wave of bad luck.
Hmm.
He went to a rabbi and he followed the rabbi's advice that said to place the cabinet in a gold-lined wooden container to negate whatever entity was inside. He now keeps the cabinet inside, or he then started keeping the cabinet inside a military-grade case. Then he buried it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So people are like, he started talking about this online.
Yeah.
And Kevin Manis is like, that can't be because I made it up.
Yeah.
Like that just
real.
Can't be. But Haxton is like, no, this is happening.
Horse.
Horse is a horse, of course, of course. Have you ever heard of a talking horse?
All right. Okay, when you're ready.
How old are you?
Ooh.
Ooh, which is
how old are you? I'm 39.
And I'm a spry chicken of 38.
Young. Cell?
Oh, phone? Cell? This is cell? A cell phone
yeah.
in my hand
That's
that I'm reading
phone.
Off of. I feel like this thing is getting chattier and chattier every time.
I know. It's interesting because I'm like, what? It's trying to make sense of it. Like blacksmith, horse, cell, castle. It's like one person's from like back in the day.
Mm-hmm. They're getting to know each other. So my daughter just texted me something and I immediately showed Raina and then she goes, great, you're at Raina's. You're recording. Let's cut that part out.
Let's not. Let's keep it in. No, we won't say what she said because it was a good one.
Okay, so thousands of people were now emailing, messaging Haxton saying, let's buy it. And he's like, no, it would be unethical for me to sell this to you because it has caused nothing but grief. I'm going to leave it buried.
Until someone offers him. Wait, please, mm-hmm. Can I guess who comes into the picture for this?
Mind you, he's had welts, coughing up blood, chronic malfunctioning, strange odors, all this stuff. But somebody made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Can I guess who?
You can guess who.
Pick me on the one. I believe his name is Dildo Baggins
Dildo
for 200.
Dildo Baggins!
And it those is. Of you who do not know who
Good
that
old
is.
Dildo.
His name is Zach Baggins.
I don't
Baggins.
Even know how that moniker. I named him, but I don't remember why I named him Dildo Baggins. Zach Baggins.
Yeah, I don't know why Dildo came about either, but it happened.
And I thought Baggins, Baggins, Bilbo Baggins,
That's
Dildo
why,
Baggins,
like, and
because
we call,
he's
a
douche nugget.
He's a giant douche canoe. Wrong. Well, you like,
oh,
you like
Zach
Dildo? Baggins?
Well, back.
You're I'm below.
Oh, don't grab my toesies, please, because I would flip shit right now.
You're below.
I mean, below.
Are you living under my house? Is that the thing that's living under my house that we like banished
thing,
for
yes,
a while?
Yes.
Did we not really get rid of it? And it's
maybe
here.
It crawled its way back from
maybe
the deepest
do,
depths
maybe
of
maybe
hell.
Maybe we didn't do as
that
good
was
of a job as we
like
thought.
Like years ago, though. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to redo it.
Maybe.
I'm waiting for what it says next.
I know,
I'm like
too.
Waiting on with
bated breath. Remember that?
Yeah, the skeletons up above us. As above, so below.
All right, well.
So enter.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit it up.
Okay.
Bullshit it
okay.
up.
Okay. I just didn't. Well, we also did such a short.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like entry.
I mean,
cut.
it can be a 45-minute
yeah.
episode. It's fine.
Cut. Our last one was like an hour and.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, so.
Yeah, so enter stage right.
Dildo Baggins.
Dildo Baggins.
So for those of you who really don't know who he is, because I feel like not everyone knows, he has a show called Ghost Adventures.
Adventures, yeah.
He is the biggest
douche
idiot.
Bag.
And he like taunts ghosts and if...
And every ghost is attracted to him.
And everyone is a demon and everything. Mm-hmm. It always gets attached to him and horrible things happen. And
he has to be a character. He has to. Nobody can be that much of a douchebag, right? Right? Like, I'm trying to
I feel like he's probably a narcissist, so he's probably up his own ass. But it's still a character, but I also still think that he's just like a douche canoe. Maybe
he is a douche canoe.
Maybe he's nice in real life. I don't know.
I don't know. Wouldn't that be funny if we got called up by Dildo Baggins?
Okay. Do it. I dare you.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Call us up.
A couple of years ago, we did a watch party on his Demon House
uh-huh.
documentary. And then we decided to dress up as him. And we got the big thick rimmed glasses and the flannel shirts. And then
mine were Harry Potter glasses.
There's a video somewhere of us going, I'm Zach Baggins.
Yeah.
And I don't remember.
All I remember is that I had the worst glasses and we were laughing so hard we couldn't
You're
like
Harry Potter.
Oh God. But yeah, so he has a TV show. He goes to haunted places, but everything is very like ghost hunting has a very like almost like a standard of ethics, if you will.
Right.
Right.
And well, it should.
Most people follow.
We've run into people on investigations that were not kind human.
No, you're basically understanding that the house that you're going into or the place that they're haunting is they look at it as theirs and you're respectful of them. And if you're not taunting them, you're not like pushing buttons, you're going in and just trying to find out who they are, what they're doing there. You're not really trying to be,
come at me, bro.
Yeah. That's what he come at me, bro. And he does that stuff. And it's just like,
and I swear every other episode he's possessed.
Oh yeah.
Every other episode.
Someone gets sick.
Somebody gets sick. Someone ends up on the floor. Someone is attracted to him.
And it is literally like when you say it has to be a character, obviously it's a TV show and we know not every ghost investigation something happens. Like that's right. Not like it's not all the time that shit right. happens. Like it's very rare to be honest. Right. Like it does, but even in a super haunted place, like you don't get a lot sometimes. It just depends.
No, you don't a lot. If you get anything, if you get a little blip in the radar, that's a good night.
Mm-hmm. Like, and like sometimes you'll get like a little someone saying something and then sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
But anyway, so obviously it's a TV
But he's
show.
Always, it's always about demons.
But
it's always about
it's
demons.
It's always about demons and he's just a douche. So anyways, douche. Hence Dildo Baggins.
And that's part of the thing, like you get the energy that you put out there. When you are antagonizing spirit,
yeah.
you're going to get the antagonizing spirits back maybe. Or you're just making it up and you're full of shit.
Which also, just saying.
Mm-hmm. So in 2016, the Dybbuk box was purchased by Zach Baggins for his haunted museum in Las Vegas. I never want to go to that.
Me either. I've actually heard that people come like get physical like reactions being in there.
Well, it's not necessarily even a haunted museum. He has murder memorabilia in there.
That's why it's like disgusting stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Want that. Like, no. If it's an actual haunted object, I'd be curious to see the Annabelle doll because
right.
so much has come on.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, you know, paintings of serial killers made.
No.
I don't have any desire to that. I think, like, have I read my fair share of true crime? Absolutely.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have. I don't think these serial killers should get the fame and attention that they're getting.
1000%.
I won't watch a lot of the made for TV movies or things like that.
That are based on the serial killers.
Right,
yeah.
Because I want to hear about the victims. I want to hear about how you solved it. I want to hear about how you took down this guy. I don't want Hollywood to romanticize a murderer.
And that is part of the problem is that Hollywood does romanticize it. And then it gives people like, they're like, well, I'll go down in history as the, you know, most infamous. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
What did it say?
Peek.
Peekaboo? Peekaboo.
Like peeking around a corner. Not
peekaboo.
Peek. Where are you peeking from? Down below?
You gotta get rid of that freaking Edward man.
He's just staring at us.
He just stares with his...
Good job, child. One of my kids just walked in, you guys. Oh, dear God. Cut. What's up, Squish? Amanda literally just texted me just now. Let me see what she said. I saw it come through. She is not home. She is over at JoJo's. No, you're not invited over there. I can't just... There's nothing I can do. No, because I don't know. No, baby. Okay, I'll text Amanda and I'll say, please let me know if Leia can come over. We'll find out.
That was pretty funny.
Literally, why just then? That was the worst.
That was great.
It was literally, I'm like looking around our like little
And
studio.
Her little head pops out.
Well, but I can't see the door.
I could see the door
But all
open.
I heard was the footstep on
landing.
The landing, and that just was enough to get me. It's always good.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm jumpy anyway, especially right now. I feel like this whatever's talking to us, there's some...
I think we need to do, you know, the full moon is coming up. It is Beltane, and I think it is time for a good cleansing.
I agree.
A good cleansing.
But maybe before the cleansing, we sit in my living room and...
commune with the spirits.
With Mr. Boo Boo and some Taco Bell and see what it has to say. I feel like they'll pick on him.
Do like Taco Bell.
We love Taco Bell.
It's called McTaco in our house because half my kids won't eat Taco Bell, and so they get McDonald's.
Blasphemy.
I know. Half. One of my children will eat Taco Bell.
Which one?
The oldest.
And the other ones won't?
They won't. Number three likes the nacho fries.
Yeah.
I get
okay.
her the nacho fries.
That's like my number two is she does the nacho fries and the nuggets they have now.
Stop. I told her hug. Okay, stop. I told her.
Hug.
Hug it out, man.
Are we hugging? Hugs. Virtual hugs.
You know, I started watching American Horror Story.
You did?
I did. I started watching the Coven one because you know the season coming out this year
is Coven. Which I think Tex and I are going to have to watch.
I'm watching that. And then I guess season 11 is also Coven. And then I'll watch the new. I love it.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It is. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Can you please watch season 2?
Which one is that?
It's
not Freak Show, is it?
No, it's
okay,
not Freak
I can't
Show.
Do that
no. This is the Asylum. It's the Insane Asylum. But it's not just. It's like. What do you not like about asylums? You got something against crazy people?
It's scary.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? You watch every horror movie. You just don't do mummies. You're telling me you can't watch I watched it.
Maybe.
It is, in my opinion, one of the best seasons. And it ties in so many things. Like, it ties in, it's like, it goes for an asylum, which is like obviously crazy people, things that happen in an asylum, which aren't good.
No.
And then
it
ties in serial killer kind of thing. And then it also ties in like supernatural stuff that is like very, it's very.
All right, I'll do it.
There's
okay,
a lot.
I'll do it.
It's a
I'll
lot.
Do it.
It's,
but I'm going to watch season 11, the second Coven.
No, you do that. Yeah, but it's fuckerty. Tex and I would watch it together. It was like our favorite Wednesday. We'd get a pumpkin beer. I'd get a pumpkin beer and we'd sit and like, because it was always in October.
You hear it here first, guys. Do we want to try to watch the new Coven season together?
We can try. I know. I was just about to say it. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I feel like for me to watch it.
I'm inside it.
You're inside of what?
The pumpkin beer. Maybe we'll watch the first episode together. We can do that. We can have a night where we watch the first episode.
I like that.
With Taco Bell.
And the finale.
And pumpkin something.
We'll do the first episode and the finale together.
Okay. We'll go to Tredarious Joseph's.
Absolutely.
Get a smorgasbord. Of fall festivities,
which
stuff.
Is the best. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But I think Tex will be down for Coven because we both loved that season. It was such a good season. Mm-hmm. And I did see they're doing this sequel, so I feel like that'll be a good one.
Well, it'll be the third because season 11 was supposed to be. I don't know.
Oh, I hate that question. How did I die?
I don't know how you died.
We don't know who you are. So if you could tell us your name, we could try and guess. Or
should we get back to the Dybbuk box?
Yeah, maybe we should get back to the Dybbuk box.
Maybe they should do a season on the Dybbuk box.
Maybe they should.
Yeah. All right, so Dildo Baggins purchased the Dybbuk box. It doesn't tell me how much he purchased it for.
Obviously enough money for that guy to dig it up.
Money for that guy to dig it up. And he put it in his museum in Las Vegas, which neither of us will go to.
Mm-hmm.
And he said people started fainting near it. Guests would feel sick. Staff refused to work in the room. And the box caused a very dark energy.
Happiness.
Okay. Happiness.
Well, I was going to say that too.
And this became the museum's most famous exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a very special guest to the museum that had an interaction with the Dybbuk box.
Yes.
This is a human that I cannot quite read well, but I can't look away either. This is Post Malone. What's your opinion on him, man?
I think I like him.
I think I do, but then I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like he'd be fun to have a beer with.
Yeah, it's Posty.
It's Posty. Yep. Posty. Made like, great Oreo.
Yeah. I would love to
let's just sit and have a conversation
with him.
I'm not,
that's
but
not
I'll
you.
Have a beer.
I'll have a.
Oh, speaking of, I had the best beer at the church cantina last weekend.
Oh, what was it?
I texted it to you. We were both a little schnammered, so.
What did I do last weekend?
You were at the beach house with somebody. You were with friends. But I texted the name, so I had it somewhere. So we're going to have to scroll back. We're going to have to. But it was like wintergreen something. It was so freaking good.
Okay.
Doug and I both had them.
Wow.
Like, that's how good it was. And I'm not one to order a beer.
Yeah,
typically.
No, you're not.
This
so that's
was
what, okay.
So good. So good. I'll try to find it.
Yes, because I want to try it now.
Yeah.
I mean, I like beer. But
yeah. So I would have a beer with Posty.
Yeah, I would have a beer with Posty. Yeah, I'd have a beer and a joint.
Yeah, I'll film.
I feel like it's Post Malone, you have to have a joint with him. Like,
I don't know.
Well, you don't have to, but I, like, because I've partaken before. So it's like I would do it because it's the experience. It's kind of like if you were to ever hang out with, like, Woody...
Don't say Alan.
No.
Harrison.
Harrison. What do you... Is it Harrison? Nelson?
Yeah. Harrelson?
Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson!
John Denver! That John Denver's full of shit. Country road, take me home!
Someone take me out.
Willie Nelson.
Woody Harrelson is the other guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, Woody Nelson. It's like if you're ever with him, he's the
biggest
stoner alive.
I didn't know... Woody Harrelson was, I mean, he probably is, mm-hmm. but I didn't know.
No,
but I didn't know he was
old
known
guy
for
with
that.
The yeah, long yeah, yeah. braids.
My,
yeah,
my
there
dad
it is.
Was at a bar when he was in his 20s, just some bar, right?
Yeah.
And they did last call and he decided to stay and they closed the door and they said, oh, we have a special thing for people who are still sitting with us tonight.
Yeah.
And it was Willie Nelson came out on stage.
That's insane.
And did like this private little like.
That's wild. That's cool.
Oh, so cool.
See, yeah, that's what I would definitely
so
do.
Cool.
I would definitely just
that's
be like,
fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I think it is. It's, like, it's yeah. like a mandatory.
It is.
Yeah.
Or Cheech and Chong.
Or Cheech and Chong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Snoop Dogg.
Oh. Did you see he was in Washington? He was up. He was at Costco.
I know.
Can you imagine going to Costco like I'm just going to get my rosé and watermelon
and it's
there's
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Like, I would die dead
what do
deceased.
You, like,
I don't know. I'd freak the fuck out.
FaceTime Raina.
Yeah. Oh, immediately. I'd be like, I don't even know what I'd do.
I don't know. I've never been in those types of situations, so I don't know.
I only have a Drew Barrymore.
You just ran into Drew Barrymore?
I was at the Pebble Beach Food and Wine event, and I was waiting in line for this food table, and there's a girl standing next to me. I was, like, not paying attention at all. And she yelled to, like, I was close. It was a big crowd of people, and we were a few, like, people away from the chefs that were, like, mm-hmm. serving it. And she was like, hey, and, like, yelled at them. And as she yells, I'm like, that voice is familiar. I turn, and it's her.
Oh, my gosh.
Right next to me. Like, literally
is
right
she
next
tiny?
To me.
She seems like she's tiny.
Yeah, she's not, like, my, she was, like, similar to
oh,
me.
Oh, she's,
like
your
height.
Size?
Yeah,
height?
My height. Like, I, but it was one of those things where it happened so fast.
You have to
so
register
fast.
That.
And then it was like, then I felt like a dick to just pull my phone out and just like put it in her face. No one else, you know, you're not going to do that. But I was just like,
did you say hi to her?
No, because she was there and like gone and it was just so fast. But she and I were touching shoulders and I was like,
I don't think I'd want to be that person.
I took a picture with Jennifer Garner. She sat and ate dinner next to me, but we waited till she was done and she was leaving. And we said hi and, you know, I told her I was a big fan. And then I was like, can we get a picture? She's like, of course.
One of my besties who lives in New York was at the grocery store and Nathan Lane pulled the shopping cart out next to her. And I don't think I would go up and say hi, but I would be like,
yeah. It's weird because you don't know what you would do. Like, it depends
right, you don't
on the
know
level
what you
of celebrity
do.
And the, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, weird to have the worlds mashing together. Mm-hmm. And, like,
well, seeing people in real life is odd.
Because that's a real person and you want to leave them be,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
Older. Again, you already asked that.
38.
39.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, in 2018, Post Malone appeared on Ghost Adventures. And here's the sequence of events. So, Bagans touched the Dibbit box. Then Post Malone touched Bagans' shoulder. And Dildo claims that a curse transferred from the Dybbuk box through him into Dildo. Nope. Remind you guys, I haven't slept since 1 a.m. into Post Malone.
Okay, wait. So it went
from the box through Dildo Baggins into Posty.
Box. Okay.
A curse.
And
okay.
So Post Malone claims this.
No.
Oh.
Well, they both do.
Okay.
But that's how Bagans explained it.
Okay.
Yes. That's how Zach explained it. So within weeks, Post Malone's private jet blew two tires and made an emergency landing.
Mm-hmm.
His Rolls Royce was involved in a crash and his home was robbed. Media outlets started like being like, what is going on with Post Malone? And then traced it back to he was visiting the museum in Las Vegas and had this interaction with the Dybbuk box. Henceforth, the Dybbuk box cursed Post Malone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's this lore. The box is still there today.
Yeah.
Like, people go and visit it. People are said to feel sick. People are said to have bad luck after the fact. Like, there's all these things that happen with this Dybbuk box. It probably is an ornament, honestly. So what is this Dybbuk box? Because it was said to be passed through a Holocaust survivor, meaning it had, you know, deeply rooted Jewish tradition.
Yeah.
And passed down from...
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it is actually a 20th century Polish wine cabinet. So it is from Poland.
Yeah.
So it could have Jewish ties to it. But it is not a religious artifact. It is not connected to the Holocaust. And it is not a part of Jewish folklore.
Okay.
In fact, Kevin Manis says that the inscriptions that are on it, he put on the box himself.
Okay.
He created this folklore.
He haunted it.
He haunted it. Essentially.
They hide.
They hide. Ooh. So the Dybbuk box really then became this modern myth. And like we've been talking about a lot, and it's not that I'm going out and looking for these stories that have exploded online. That's just the reality that we live in. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about that a lot, where something gets started, there's a little bit of truth to it somewhere, and it takes off online.
So this, when we heard about this, it was during a live show with Dana and
Greg Newkirk.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. The ghost tube just said correct.
Yes. And that show was basically about how you can haunt something by putting mm-hmm. your intention into it. And so, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this was their
And they
example.
Were talking about, they used this as an example.
Yeah.
Where the cabinet itself, it was, you know, it is an old cabinet. It's from Poland, but it has nothing to do with Jewish tradition. We don't know about the items inside of it. We don't know if Kevin Mann has put the items inside of it. We don't know anything about that. We don't really know where it came from. He says he bought it at a yard sale, but then he created this whole, he did it for a creative writing project. Mm-hmm. And then he sold it on eBay with this story attached to it. So the people that bought it subsequently continued this story. Mm-hmm. It came to Haxton, who had all these bad things happen, put more intention into it, went back on the internet and started saying things, started asking people to write in stories about their interactions with this Dybbuk box or a Dybbuk box or something to do with a Dybbuk. Mm-hmm. It created more and more and more lore and legend. Dildo got involved.
Yes. I understand.
Dildo got involved. That created even more. Now we're on a global scale.
Right, of
with
people
this
having
thing.
Thoughts going into this
Post
thing.
Malone experiences bad luck after the fact.
Yeah.
Does this have anything to do with an actual Dybbuk? No, because we know that a Dybbuk is an unfinished
It's like
an unfinished work, a restless spirit
yeah.
that can inhabit a person.
Yes.
Not an object.
Right.
But what is it? Obviously there's something.
I mean, I think it's exactly what we think it like yeah. what we're saying is that there's enough intention put into it that the intention it's sending back.
Like what Robin says.
Yep, enough if you put enough thought into anything you can bring it to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's people are bringing it to life that it so it does give you bad luck.
It does exist do because things. If you yeah. believe that it's going to do that, guess
to.
What it's going to do that.
That's it.
And so in your opinion, mm-hmm. is the Dybbuk box haunted?
Yeah.
Okay.
1,000%. I don't think it's haunted by a person, like a spirit or like a Dybbuk. Yeah.
yeah.
I think it is, but is it haunted? Fuck yeah, it's haunted.
But it's haunted because we have haunted it,
yeah.
essentially.
We society has haunted, it. Yeah.
Would I? So I can say I don't believe in it up and down, right?
Yeah.
If I were to go into the museum, which I would never do, but if it were, say it were touring and I were to go see it, would there be that little voice in the back of my head thinking about it?
1,000%.
Of course, because I'm human.
And wondering, like, is something going to happen to me?
Is something going to happen? And then you are then putting that intention into it.
Yeah.
It's like with the Newkirks when they had those, they were trying to haunt these dolls.
Yeah.
And they do have footage of those dolls moving.
I feel like I follow them. They don't show up on my FYP. You know when things don't show yeah. up anymore? No energy.
There's no energy in the Dybbuk box? Or did we create the energy in the Dybbuk box?
But yeah, because they haunted their own like marionette dolls.
Yeah.
And they got people to haunt their own ramen over COVID.
Which, that was crazy.
That was because people had like video proof of mm-hmm. shit. It was wild. Mm-hmm.
But so their whole thing. What is it?
My baby.
My baby. Your ramen baby?
I don't know.
So even though like the Dybbuk box, it succeeded because it is at this crossroad, like you have the folklore,
mm-hmm.
then you have the internet like
arm,
then you have like the internet creepypasta type situations,
uh-huh.
you have paranormal television, you have celebrities involved now, you have it's in a museum, it's behind
yeah.
glass,
yeah.
and now we have a lot of haunted objects in our culture.
Right.
My mother-in-law regularly will send me a picture of something. Hey, is this haunted? And I'll look at it and I'll get my impression and I'll tell her. And she goes, cool, I just brought it into my house. She's creating
cool.
her own
devil,
haunted.
It says.
The devil.
It's the devil!
Also Kathy Bates. but it's a perfect example of what is popping up. No.
No, we can't.
We don't want to. It's a perfect example of what is popping up more and more, and it's more of a digital folklore.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound silly?
When?
Yes, it does sound silly, but is that the world we live in now?
1,000%.
It is.
Yeah.
What is the difference between that and then stories being passed down for generation to generation to generation? It just goes faster now.
It does. Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's the same thing. It's just more modernized.
Yeah.
I would.
No,
go
I agree.
To say,
I agree with you 100%.
So while the Dybbuk box might not contain a demon, it has the story, it has the experience, and it has that energy put into it. And it's created into a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
Now.
Which is, I mean, but it's, so, we talked about that, the same thing with like Go Slowly. It's same thing with like the Annabelle doll. Like all of those are.
They've all had something.
And then the end, like everyone believing it brings it to life more than it probably ever would have.
It's like this object someone sent to me, and it was a painting. And I'm like, I don't think there's a spirit attached to it, but there is something about this painting. There is some energy put into it. And it turns out it was in the house of somebody who was very cruel and a horrible husband and a horrible person.
Yeah.
And that makes sense because it's like stone tape theory.
Yep.
Energy imprints on its surroundings.
I mean, that's why you always, when you get a new house, like know what you're buying. Know who was there, or like try and understand what's happened there.
Yeah. Because like either of our houses have seen anger, sadness, trauma.
Right.
Like every house
has. You're in a house that has seen like abuse. And,
yes.
Like that
and
kind of stuff.
That's probably
different.
The difference.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be real. I've only ever lived in new houses.
Yeah.
Because my dad built our two houses that I lived in growing up. And then we have a new built house here.
Yeah. So, No, all my houses I've ever lived in, people have lived in before us.
So you gotta like cleanse the crap out of them.
I mean, yeah, I cleansed this one. Our house that we like, the house I grew up in was built before we bought it. Like it was there since like the 60s or 70s.
But you guys have been in that long enough. Like,
yeah, and they built like a new story on top and whatever. And then in Australia, we lived in two houses we lived in there. Both were like, it's obvious. Other things. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So that's the story of the Dybbuk box. And I'm sure there'll be more stories to come. And you can go online and look at people's personal experiences. There's lots of those. But
the
it's all pretty much.
Is kind
of
cool. That's an interesting way. You'll see who Dildo Baggins is. You'll see all the things. But if you look it up, it's fun.
It is. And there's Posty like, yeah, man, all right.
And he's like fucking, but he's terrified.
Yeah.
He gets scared.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
But most people, it's like with... it's like with Annabelle. It's like with, what was that doll down in South Florida?
The boy. I was thinking about him.
Yeah.
That you cannot speak bad of him.
Something. I can't think of it right now.
I know what he looks like.
Yeah, I can see he's got a little
It starts with a B.
Billy. Nope.
Robert.
With an R.
Bob.
Yeah.
Close.
Robert the doll. All these things, like they all kind of have the same, like you get a bad feeling about it. If you make fun of it, something will happen. You'll get on an accident on the way home. Or
can you see?
I can't see anything.
No, we cannot.
But yeah, so maybe that's just what it's like with a haunted object.
Yeah.
And it's just the more...
I mean, the more
intention,
people believe it. Yeah, that's it.
It creates.
We know intention is everything. We know this. Mm-hmm. It's like in anything. We talk about it with all the things. Intention.
So no, I don't believe there's a spirit or a demon involved with the Dybbuk box.
No.
Because demons don't really exist in Jewish folklore.
Yeah.
Like, because this is hell.
Yeah.
In their realm.
Am I Jewish all of a sudden?
Maybe
I am.
Maybe.
Because of greed. So. Oh, God. All right. Well, that was a good one. I liked that one.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's interesting. You got to see, I have one coming up. We're going to talk about Mother Shipton soon.
I don't know what that means, and I'm scared.
Well, I was researching it a little bit today and literally laughing.
Okay, well, now I'm excited. Well, and you guys, our next episode is going to be 3 year?
3 year anniversary.
3 year anniversary.
We started this little podcast. We first aired on May 4th, 2023.
Yes.
So,
next Monday is our anniversary, but we'll still air on Thursday, I think.
Are we going to air on Thursday?
I think so, just because to get our lives together.
Who knows? We've been trying to back up on episodes, and we have yet to be successful.
Yeah. Well, as we say, life is lifing, but we're getting them out, and they're happening. That's
they're
all
happening,
that matters.
And we're making sure we have this time every week together.
Timothy.
I don't.
Timothy. I don't know any Timothys.
Timothy. Huh.
Anyways, but we're excited. We have a fun concept for the episode of what we're doing.
Boo Boo came up with it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. We decided we were going to record on a Saturday. I told her. Mm-hmm. We're going to get schnockered. So buckle up. Yes, we are. We said that. I can't stay. Well, you can go. That's fine.
You can go. We're going to get some Taco Bell.
And we're going to, I have these extra large martini glasses that we are going to consume some lunatic soup out of from the
lunatic soup that is named after us.
That is named after us from that cider
house. Can anybody go up there and get a lunatic soup? I had somebody ask.
You did? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I need to reach out to the owners. So I'll reach out to them and ask them if they're really going to name it. I mean, they said that she was, said she was. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go up there.
Lunatic.
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 Lunatic soup.
Yep. So, yeah. But I'll
Yeah. So our concept is, you want to tell what our concept is for the show?
Short. Not that. That's what it said on there. Our concept is the moon.
The moon.
Which.
The loon.
Bit of our lore is that our episode name came to us when we were seeing another podcast like live, and they did an episode about the moon, mm-hmm. and that was how we got our name, Lunatic Soup.
Because the moon is all the things, wild, all the weird, things. And unknown.
And so we will explain it in the episode.
There's
for
a lot
those
going
of you,
on about the moon right
there's
now.
There's a lot going on about the moon. And so we have a few different moon lores that we're going to cover and like some fun. So she's going to have some. I'm going to have some.
Maybe Boo Boo will pop in.
Boo Boo will. He has to pop in.
He has to pop in.
He used to come on a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now he doesn't.
And he's called Boo Boo, for those of you who don't know. He's called Boo Boo because we made a grave mistake on one of our first episodes.
And he comes on and goes.
He goes, you made a Boo Boo.
And so then he's Mr. Boo Boo, which is my husband, by the way, Tex.
And Boo Boo, Boo, like Boo.
Boo, scary.
And then we made a Boo Boo.
Yeah, then we made a Boo Boo.
Yeah.
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 And now he is Mr. Boo Boo.
A double entendre, if you will.
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Entendre, double entendre. It means two things. It means more than one thing.
I mean, I know what two means. I know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you guys make sure you go and get yourself some Lunatic Soup?
And this Huckleberry Lemonade is a 10 out of 10.
Delightful.
We both love a Huckleberry.
We do love a Huckleberry. Goddamn.
Oh, man. All right. And remember, guys, in this crazy world, especially now,
it is good to be a lunatic.
Bye.
Bye.